ければ。 What up, y'all? Man, Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, Philosopher King Centro. Yeah, man, just I'm trying to actually get to know how to use my Patreon, man. Believe it or not, I've been rocking with Patreon for about maybe 4 years now. And I don't really know the ins and outs of it, man, for real, man. Just like, I keep forgetting how to get to, you know, whenever y'all drop me a line or whatever, man, you know, go to my community button, man, and my notifications, see who dropping me this, that, and the third, man. You know, I consider myself to be a rather intellectual individual, man, but, you know, doing all of these, you know, I don't know, man. Just I'm getting old. I'm just getting old, man. Technology is low-key leaving Big Mike behind, man. You know, the learning curve is ridiculous, man. Well, anyway, I'm out here, man, and that's another story. I ain't even gonna talk about that right now, man. You know, I don't wanna be bumming y'all out, man. You know what I mean? With my issues, you know what I mean? Shoot, y'all come here for a little bit of R&R rest and relaxation, man. So my woes, we're gonna leave them behind, man. But I decided to go to my community button, man, and look at some of my direct messages. And let me see here. Okay, first thing I noticed was Cool Cat. And, man, my apologies, Cool Cat. My humble apologies. He left me this August 19th, 2023. And I'm just now getting around to it, man. I guess I'm going to have to basically ask y'all or tell y'all why I don't be getting to respond to y'all real quick, man. But basically, this is what Cool Cat wrote, man. He said, Big Mike, I got a few topic suggestions. One, Cornel West. Two, the Alabama brawl. Already done that. Three, Trump trial. Four, Netflix movie. Who cloned Tyrone? Five, diseased mosquitoes from helicopter let out at Juneteenth celebration in Baltimore. I ain't never heard of that shit. That's new to me right there. Disease mosquitoes. Is that real? I'm going to Google search that now. That's, boy, America, you gotta love America, Jack. So, let me see. What out of these topics could I actually expound on, man? You already know I rock with Trump, man. You already know. Uncle Trump all day, every day, bruh. You know what I mean? But first, let's talk about Cornel West. And for you cats that ain't really into politics, you know, my humble apologies, man. I mean, every now and then, we gotta get off the beaten path of bitches and hoes. You know what I mean? A lot of times, we gotta go ahead and expand our horizons. Yes. Just a little bit, bruh. Just a little bit. But let me talk about Cornel West, man. Oh, my God, man. Cornel West is an idiot, man. He is an idiot, man. I mean, the longer I live... Well, first of all, let me back up. Back in the day, I guess you would call me a Democrat. I did not like Republicans. Why? Because that was just how black folks got down. Black folks didn't like Republicans because everybody always said that they was racist. And me not doing a lick of research, right, because politics wasn't my thing, I didn't really give a shit, so I naturally did not like Republicans. And when I started to get into the porn game, adult entertainment, the only people that I really seen trying to take my money, man, and shut me the fuck down was Republicans, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I was a tad bit irritated with Republicans, man. I mean, if you had to if you had to put a gun to my head and tell me, you know, to make a choice what I was back in like 1990s, I would have been Democrat. But it is the exact opposite today. The most disgusting and the most irritating shit ever out there to me, man, is progressive liberal Democrats, dog. Oh my God, man. And to the fellas out there who may be Democrats, who may be progressive, man, look, I'm not trying to diss you, man. I'm not really, but the people that you got out here representing y'all, man, are just disgusting people, man. They just really are, man. They're stupid. Just like I got my boy, the Side Trickster. Y'all familiar with the Side Trickster, right? He's a progressive liberal Democrat. And he is a good dude, man. I mean, I'm surrounded by progressive liberal Democrats. I'm like an anomaly in the Matrix, man. I mean, yes, you can call me a Republican if you want, but I'm not. Not really Republican. I'm just common fucking sense, man. Now, and I want to be a man. You know what I mean? Just let me be a man and get off my dick, okay? You know, that goes for Republican or Democrat. The Republicans and Democrats have got a bad habit of, you know, getting on my dick, man. Get off my dick, man. Nigga, bitches only, man. Fuck. So my man, the Side Trickster, man, a long time ago, man, I'm having a discussion with him. And we got on high school football, and he was like, oh, no, man. Well, I'll be glad one day when they outlaw football in high school, because it's just too dangerous. And it hurts people, and this, that. And I'm like, God damn, man. I'm like, no wonder the bitches don't like you, Side Trickster. You ain't got a fucking masculine bone in your body, man. Except for the fact that he can dig some holes down. I give him that. When it comes to banging on broads, yeah, I mean, he gets an A because he's good at that shit. But everything else, man, he's just horrible, man, when it comes to that manhood, man. Anything that has to do with guns, violence, sports that may hurt you, whatever, man, he wants to shut it the fuck down. And I can see if he wants to not partake in it, or he doesn't want his children to fuck around with it or deal with it. I can see that. But he wants that for everybody. Yeah, he wants to legislate that shit, man. He wants to make laws stating that your child can't play football. Your child can't box. Your child can't wrestle. You know what I mean? Turn them into progressive pussies, man. I'm like, Jesus. Disgusting, man. But now, I went on a tangent on the tirade right there. We talk about Cornel West. Cornel West, he is a progressive, liberal Democrat. And while he talks like he's intelligent, he's just not, man. You know, a lot of these old-time, old-style politician-ass niggas, man, they just need to find something to do, man, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about, man. I mean, they're living in a world where they actually think up is up and down is down, when in actuality, it's just the reverse, man. It's just the reverse. I mean, whenever you're dealing with a dude, man, who's more concerned about being right than actually getting the knowledge or getting the information straight, no, I don't fuck with them niggas, man. And I've seen that with Cornel West a couple times, man, where some of his liberal progressive buddies, I don't know if y'all familiar with this cat, man, his name is Jimmy Dore. But Jimmy Dore was quizzing Cornel West one day about the vaccine, man. He was quizzing him about what were his thoughts on how you can contract it, and the death rate, and myocarditis, and all of this kind of stuff, man. I remember when I was talking about this shit like 3 years ago, man, told y'all when it's all said and done, when it's fleshed out, y'all gonna discover that y'all been lied to, man, about how you get it, how you transmit it. Is it actually safe? Is it actually effective? No. To me, as far as I'm concerned, the shit ain't safe. Why? Because, you know, we got this huge spike in myocarditis. Of course, they're stating that the myocarditis is because of the virus itself. I tend to differ. Been doing a lot of research on that shit, man. And then you got that plethora of individuals, athletes that play sports, just dying just out of nowhere on the field. Catching heart attacks like a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? And this all started when they started disseminating them goddamn shots, man. Then we started talking about things like herd immunity, man. How you cannot vaccinate your way out of this type of virus, man. You best just chill and just go about your business, go about your daily, and just count on your immune system, man, and herd immunity. But the powers that be was telling you, no, there's no such thing as herd immunity, right? Well, anyway, long story short, your boy Cornel West didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, man. You know, he didn't want to touch it. He didn't want to get into it. He wanted to make believe that you could still trust Dr. Fauci. You could still trust the CDC. You could still trust who. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga. I'm like, yeah, I understand that this is how you make your bread. This is how you make your money. I mean, let's just think about it, man. I mean, it's money over everything with this nigga, man. He was just like, nah, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to get into that. You know what I mean? Then he got into a big argument with Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore had the facts. Jimmy Dore was smacking the shit out of Cornel West with that ism, man, you know, but he couldn't compute it, man. He didn't want to fuck with it, man. Yeah, man. Progressive liberal Democrats. Watch out for them niggas, man. Because it's a religion with them, man. You know, they want to toe the party line, Jack. So all that to say this, I'm not impressed with Cornel West, especially after I've seen in him ducking and dodging and shucking and jiving for the establishment and carrying their water, especially when it came to the vaccines and shit, man. Like, you know, I don't fuck with that nigga, man. I mean, he just basically sold you niggas up the river, man, in order to keep lining his pockets to be a Democratic shield, man. Can't trust a nigga like that. Can't trust a nigga like that. No, sir. And, of course, I already did a show on the Alabama Brawl. My man, Cool Cat, he talks about, what about the Trump trial? Yeah, this Trump trial stuff is ridiculous, man. Once again, progressive liberal Democrats. I mean, I peruse the internet a lot, man. And I'm just listening to everybody speaking on Trump. I'm listening to the Republicans and the Democrats, man. You know what I mean? And I'm really not impressed with neither one of them. Just like if you have a panel full of Democrats and they go into town on Trump, talking cash shit about Trump. A lot of Republicans will call in, a lot of MAGA supporters will call in, and they'll just be arguing, going back and forth, man. None of them really saying anything substantial. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of bickering and arguing, and, you know, a lot of they speaking on shit that's irrelevant to Donald Trump and to the case and to the presidency and to the government. You know what I mean?
Well, Trump, I heard 1975.
I'm like, give the fuck what happened in 1975, bitch. You know what I mean? And then you get these stupid ass Republicans calling in and they don't even know how to counter that shit, man. It's real easy. Like, if you call in to a Democrat show and they talking cash shit about Donald Trump, right? And the first thing they say, he racist. He didn't want to rent to black people. You know, I mean, digging up shit from like 30 years ago. I don't know what was it. His father or grandfather supposed to be in the KKK or some shit. Look, it's real easy to counter that shit. It's real easy. If I was to call in, and which I would never call in because I would lose my fucking cool, I would be like, look, this is what you need to do. You need to show me in his policies when he was a president. Because I don't know whether you know it or not, but he was already president. Can you show me anywhere in his policies where he was racist, where he did anything to black folks, where he did anything to Hispanics, where he did anything to thoroughly fuck them up? Look, guys are gonna bring up, oh, well, he tried to stop Muslims from coming into the country. He tried to stop the Hispanics from coming into the country. You know, I'm just like, oh my God, just we're dealing with mental midgets here. You know what I mean? And then when a Republican hears that shit, man, you know, they don't even know the correct rebuttals to that shit. It's just like, no, he doesn't want illegal immigrants in here. And he doesn't want terrorists.
Just because they're coming from a Muslim nation, does that mean they're terrorists?
Well, you do realize that the places that he went ahead and put them travel bans in effect, right? These are places that were originally red flagged by Barack Obama. They don't talk about that shit. Oh, you want to see immigrants' children in cages. You know, a simple Google search and show you that the person who originated that policy, when you have illegal immigrants come over here with their kids and they put them in cages and all that shit, Barack Obama started that shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you just got two idiot factions arguing. You feel me? And I'm just like, God damn, man. I try to expunge myself from a lot of this shit, man. It's like, I'm listening to these Democrats, but he's gotta be evil. He's the most evil, most dangerous man ever. He has 91 indictments. Like, 91 indictments? You are aware that they're just indictments, right? You aware of that? Indictments does not mean convictions, right? Well, everybody hates Trump. You think that's a coincidence? Oh my God, man. So what we doing, man? Well, are we appealing to authority now? Is that what we doing? Might makes right? Okay, all right. Just like with this stupid shit, man, with the so-called insurrection. I swear, man, the American male is so pussified, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, that shit that happened on January 6th, they called that shit an insurrection, man. Come on, man. They called that a move to overthrow the government, man. I'm like, oh, man. Such pussy-ass goddamn just... No balls, man. Well, anyway, like I'm saying, Jack, you know, they're trying to stop Trump from running. They're trying everything they can. They're trying every trick in the book, right? They're hitting him with the 91 indictments, right? And they all doing it at the same time. You know what I mean? They're doing it at the same time. And while they're doing it at the same time, they're trying to blow smoke up your ass and tell you that it's all just by happenstance. It's all just by convenience that everyone has decided to do their indictments around the 2023-2024 election cycle, election season, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just a coincidence. That's right. And so right now, like I said, each time they go ahead and hit him with an indictment, he gets stronger, he gets more popular, because the American citizen is just, they've just had enough of the bullshit, man. They've had enough of these elites fucking them over. And so when they see Trump getting fucked over, I mean, it's just really easy to interchange yourself, the citizen, with Trump. And you feel what's going on. You feel his pain, Jack. You know what I'm saying? And so the indictments ain't working, so they're trying another bullshit move. They're trying to keep him off of the presidential ballots. They're trying to keep them off, and they're trying to do it via, what was it, the 14th Amendment, by calling him an insurrectionist. Right, you know, and the argument goes like this. You don't have to be convicted in a court of law of being an insurrectionist. All you have to do is just have two or three people, whoever the fuck they may be, just accuse you of being an insurrectionist, and voila, bingo, there you are. You're an insurrectionist. And therefore, we can't keep you off of the ballot. Man, this Mickey Mouse bullshit, boy. They trying every low-handed, dirty trick that they got, Jack. Yeah. This motherfucking trial, man. These trials. They so bullshit, it ain't even funny, man. Now, am I saying that some of these things could be infractions? Yeah, they could be, but these are things that almost every politician does. And every politician pretty much gets away with it. But for some strange reason, Trump can't. Yeah. Trump can't get away with that. You know, when we're talking about these so-called special top secret documents, man. It's well known that damn near everybody named Mama that's involved in politics in the Congress and the Senate, in the judiciary, in the executive, or the legislative. You know, everybody's got top secret documents. But all of a sudden, Trump got documents. Oh, he was selling them to the Russians. He was selling them to Putin. I'm like, oh, man, the hypocrisy, man. You know, that's my thing, man. You know, if you're going to do it to one, you got to do it to all, man. Yeah, but, you know, it ain't working that way. Let me go ahead and just, once again, get y'all to understand this shit. Why the Republicans and the Democrats want his ass off the chessboard. Why? Because he threatens their lifestyle. He threatens the divine right of kings. Like I done told you, all these motherfuckers are taking money under the table, and all of them are influence peddling. Okay, they don't want Trump in there, man, because when he said he was going to fuck around and drain the swamp, that meant, yeah, he was going to bite into their hustles, man. And not only was he going to bite into their hustles, there could have been some substantial, hefty jail time to go with it, man. So both sides right now really are fighting for their life, man. Almost everybody that's in government fighting for their life. Because they don't want Trump to get in there, because he gonna fuck up the program, man. Democrats and Republicans are guilty of influence peddling and taking money under the table from corporate donors. And Trump going balls deep, man, because he knows and he understands if he does not get in office, if he does not become president again, there's a good chance, man, he will be somehow thrown in prison. So he's got to get that power back, because he's fighting for his life here. These people ain't playing with him. These oligarchs, man, these people that's overseas, these globalists, man, that want to bring America down. Yeah, man, they all want to see him behind bars. He's a threat, big time, man. Check this out, though, man. There is something very special going on, man. Y'all done checked out that Fannie Wilson bitch, man? What is that her last name? Fannie? The district attorney, the prosecutor down in Atlanta that's bringing Trump up on charges for, you know, RICO charges and whatnot. Oh, man, her life is a total mess right now. I love it, man. I love it. Right now, she being brought up on RICO herself, man. I mean, she hiring folks, man. And giving them money, and at the same time while she's hiring them and giving them money, she's having affairs with them. And you know, it's, boy, oh wait, it's messy down there in Atlanta with Miss Wilson, with Fannie. I think that's her last name, Wilson. Yeah, man.
But bottom line, it would appear that, shit, she may be losing her job. Hell, not just possibly not being able to prosecute Trump. Fuck, she might lose her job and she might end up doing some goddamn prison time. What the fuck shit she been trying to pull, man? Greedy ass bitch. Oh yeah, I'm hoping every bought and sold district attorney gets it in the ass. I'm sick of these motherfuckers, man. I'm sick of them. All of them that took money from George Soros. All of them. They deserve it, man. They deserve a good ass reaming jack. But check it. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, I'm going to be back, man. It's going to be a little bit before I come. Jesus Christ. For those that don't know, I have not been to sleep in like 24 hours. Okay, so I'm slurring my speech and discombobulating my words and stuttering. And you know what I mean? My mind ain't right, man. So, like, I want to go ahead and limit this to 30 minutes because I can't think straight right now, man, because it's too late. It's actually 6 in the morning. Shit, Saturday. So, yeah, I got to go ahead and take me a break, man. But I see some other messages I'm going to have to get to, man. Once again, my humble apologies, fellas, for not getting to these messages. Man, I'm like 4 or 5 months late. It's absolutely horrible. But I'll probably go into why I'm not even really doing that. Because each time I gear up to actually do something like that, I fuck around and end up in the hospital, man. Shit. But I don't want to get into that right now. I don't want to get into that, man. Just want to go ahead and have my players just come to the spot, man, and get a little R&R, rest and relaxation, man. So once again, Cool Cat, appreciate you sticking around, man, hollering at a brother, man, and giving me something to spit, something to, you know, speak on. Yeah, Big Mike, the almighty one himself, XXL, and we out, and we out, and we out.
Your captive audience. Did you like that?